With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The White House says the tariff policy has brought more than 70 nations to the bargaining table to rework trade deals. Economist Steve Moore says President Trump will win in the end.
I believe in trade. I believe in Trump. I know his vision is to make America even more prosperous. And I think in the end of the day, I would not bet against this guy. As you know, I've worked with him now on and off for 8 years. And he's a visionary. He's pro-business. He's pro-trade. He's pro-American worker. I think it'll work out. But, you know, this has been a rough spot, no question.
A YouGov survey finds that well over a supermajority of Americans support tariffs to protect American markets exploited by unfair free trade deals. The U.S. and Iran have agreed to hold more negotiations over Tehran's nuclear program. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
This weekend's talks lasted more than 2 hours, and the two sides agreed to meet again next Saturday. In a statement, the White House described the direct communication with Iran's foreign minister as a step forward in achieving a mutually beneficial outcome. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff told the Iranians that President Trump wants to resolve the two nations' differences through dialogue and diplomacy, if that is possible. Greg Clugston, traveling with the president in West Palm Beach, Florida.
This is Palm Sunday, the occasion for the world's 2.4 billion Christians to remember Jesus' arrival in Jerusalem prior to his crucifixion and resurrection from the dead. Palm Sunday kicks off Holy Week, which features Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and of course Easter Sunday, 1 week from today. It is the most important and busiest week on the Christian calendar. A convalescing Pope Francis greeted the crowd at St. Peter's Square this morning, wishing more than 20,000 faithful a happy Palm Sunday and a happy Holy Week. Another reassuring sign of his recovery from life-threatening pneumonia. This is SRN News. The American Library Association has unveiled the 10 most challenged books of 2024, and the list demonstrates parents' growing concern about efforts to promote the LGBT agenda among small children and adolescents. Topping the list is George M. Johnson's All Boys Aren't Blue, which is an autobiographical work about the author's homosexuality. Number two on the list is Mayak Obabe's Gender Queer, a graphic novel which features pornographic images. Despite parents' concerns, none of those books have actually been banned, and all are readily available for purchase. America's insular Amish community is attracting attention for their ability to respond more quickly to natural disasters than government agencies. After a tornado struck an Amish community in Michigan recently, the work was underway so quickly when the National Weather Service came to assess damage 2 days later, they couldn't find any. Earlier this year, Amish men swiftly built 12 tiny homes for hurricane-stricken communities in North Carolina. The government still hadn't done anything. This is SRN News. New questions about the safety of New York's helicopter tours.
A helicopter crash that killed six in New York City has renewed concerns about the safety of the popular sightseeing excursions. Longtime opponents have revived calls for outright banning non-essential helicopter flights in the city. Since 2005, five helicopters on commercial sightseeing flights have fallen into the city's rivers as a result of mechanical failures, pilot errors, or collisions, killing 20 people. But industry leaders maintain helicopter journeys are safe and that the city's airspace is well regulated. Mayor Eric Adams says he doesn't support further restrictions on the aircrafts, saying they're crucial for the city. Ron Taylor reporting.
Today is Sunday, April the 13th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including actor Edward Fox, who's 88 years old, musician Bill Conti. Remember the theme to Rocky? Yep, that was his. He's 83. This is SRN News.